Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today we're going to do part two of the National Rural Assembly, which was held just a couple of weeks ago in Bethesda, Maryland, near Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Last week we talked at some length about the Farm Bill, but there was quite a lot of other discussion at this event, so What are some of the other high points?
Right. Well, we had, there were some people there from the Center for Rural Affairs in Nebraska talking about their survey that they did of large rural regions of America and getting rural Americans' attitudes. There was a lot of talk about data on this and that, but also, interestingly, we had some folks from the White House. From the White House Rural Advisory Group, and they came, and one of them in particular talked about entrepreneurship. And then we also had breakout sessions on really a lot of topics about different rural issues, broadband, transportation, immigration, health care, and business development. And then some of us in the rural broadband group went to the FCC and talked to some representatives there.
Well, now, how did that go? Because I'm keenly interested in the FCC, as you would imagine.
You would be, yeah. Yeah, this is the Federal Communications Commission in downtown Washington, and actually they were very interested to hear what we had to say. There were more of them than there were of us, which was very interesting. And they were very interested to hear our stories about broadband or lack thereof in rural areas. And there were members of our group that had some pretty good stories about no broadband, mm-hmm. We can't get a cell phone signal in our town, and things along that line.
Right, and my guess would be that they maybe were surprised or somewhat astonished that there are still pockets of America that can't access.
I think it really brought it home for them, especially when the person from Virginia next to me kept pointing out every time someone said, we'll put it on our webpage, and she pointed out, well, see, that won't work for me because I can't get internet where I live.
Yeah, it's a really, you know, that's a really big disadvantage.
It really is. It's a problem for anybody that's trying to run their business, anyone that's basically trying to do anything these days, especially as everything moves online.
Yeah, and everything starts to become an app.
Right.
You know, you still need to have a decent mobile phone connection.
Right.
And not everybody even
right.
has that.
Right. Yeah, and now there's a larger issue coming up about how the really large phone companies would like to abandon their copper wireline systems that they built, you know, 100 plus years ago, and go completely to wireless in one form or another. And there are various issues going on with that.
Yes,
and
I imagine.
So it's a kind of a hot issue. And I think the staffers were really interested in hearing directly from people instead of just from lobbyists.
Well, thanks for that. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.